went out for a joyride with my best girl, left me at the party. It was almost noon and the three-quarter moon illuminated the rain-soaked streets like a candy wrapper. I guess that's why Bobby had his lights off, tear assing through them back streets of town, for me and Bobby tear ass so many times before. Sometimes with my best girl, and sometimes Bobby had him one too. But this night he banked that curve just a little too hard, and that 442 went airborne. Hit a telephone pole and split in two. Bobby's skull was split right in two, and the girl pinned in her seat, partially embedded in the dashboard. And for the next 20 minutes, the only sound in the night were the sounds of her screams and the sound of the wheel still spinning. In a little while, the ambulance came, and the sound of its siren mixed with the sound of the screaming girl and the spinning wheel. But when the story was told the next day at the graduation ceremony, everyone said that when the paramedics got there, they could still hear Freebird playing on the stereo.